Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
10 o'clock Central, hour number two of the next round are all our platforms, 59 days from week zero. We're in Atlanta for SEC Media Days coming up July 18th. 1 hour from now, we unveil the fans poll. 54 of our listeners and viewers joined all of us here at Double Down Media, and we have our 11th annual preseason rankings. We unveil that 1 hour from now. This hour starts off on the Johnson RV Center hotline with Brad Crawford.
It does indeed. You can see them in person, I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. Check out those Alpha Wolves, as low as $275 a month with approved credit and 10% down. Great pricing on the Coachman Clippers as well, starting at $16,946 with a lifetime warranty. See more at JohnstonRVCenter.com. That's JohnstonRVCenter.com. You read about 24/7. You can see him on social media at B Crawford 24/7. He's with us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. What's up, Brad? How are you?
Hey guys, how we doing? I've seen Top Gun for a fifth time this week, so I'm flying high right now.
Oh my gosh. Five times in a theater. Why so many times, Brad?
Hey, my dad's military. Him and I are into fighter jets, and we were waiting, I mean, 2 or 3 years for this movie, man, and it truly delivered.
Yeah, I saw it for the first time this past Sunday night. So where do you rank it with the original?
Oh, it's much better than the original. I mean, the original is somewhat campy compared to this new one, man. It's much better planes, F-18 Super Hornet. I'm excited for part three. After making $1 billion at the box office, they got to have a third.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know if they could stop now.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, especially with Miles Teller and the height that he's at in Hollywood right now. Have you ever flown in something similar?
I actually missed out on a chance, man. I used to write in newspapers back in 2010, 2011, and I was a sports reporter. So our business reporter and slash entertainment at the time got up to, you know, go inside Blue Angels and fly at, you know, Mach 1, 800 miles an hour or so. So I regret that back from my print media days.
Is there a simulator anywhere, like at in Huntsville at the space agency or anything that you could get in, or somewhere in NASA or something that you could get in? We can maybe we'll send Brad to camp this summer or something. Let him go
camp,
fly.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I actually work for Paramount. So I've told Paramount that if we do see a Top Gun 3, like, you've got to ship me to the premiere, man. I've got to be there night one.
You mentioned Mach 1, and obviously in film, not giving anything away, you know, they hit Mach 10. I mean, what would it take you monetarily to even approach like Mach 8?
So like Mach 10 is like 7,900 miles an hour. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but like Tom Cruise ejecting from that plane at 8,000 miles an hour. I mean, how do you survive that? You know,
yeah, with both arms and both legs at that point, right?
It looked like he got a little scorched when he walked in the.
He's thirsty.
Yeah, he needs a drink. All right, Brad. So at 24/7 Sports, you've done a lot of work. Obviously, Brad does great work almost every single day.
Sounds like he's always at the movies.
But yeah, I don't know how he does it going to the movies all the time, but he does great work every single day. We send a lot of it out, and the morning reads that Dunaway does. I want to ask you, the transfer at Alabama, because your most explosive players, you include Jahmyr Gibbs, right? The transfer at Alabama you think will impact them the most, Jahmyr Gibbs offensively or Eli Ricks defensively?
So I'm not even sure Eli Ricks is going to start for Bama.
Whoa. You don't think he's going to start?
Talking to a few Bama insiders that work for us, I mean, Eli was certainly in the mix this spring, but I mean, Bama does have some guys in the secondary who are already ballers. And I mean, Eli Ricks is a top rated corner transfer. Obviously, he's going to play a ton of snaps, but I think we're going to see somewhat of a rotation there. So I would go with Gibbs, man. You know, I think Bama needed to bring a guy in the backfield after losing Brian Robinson. You know, Trey Sanders, after, you know, some of the turmoil that he's kind of been through in Tuscaloosa, he hasn't been the explosive five-star that maybe a lot of us thought he would be coming out a couple of years ago. So, you know, Bama needs that dynamic weapon in the backfield, and, you know, the early returns are in, and Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be that guy.
Yeah. You know, one of the big questions for this Alabama offense after a decade of just elite wide receivers is who is going to be that guy. Jermaine Burton comes in from Georgia. Watching him last year, he seemed good and solid, but he didn't seem like an elite Alabama wide receiver. Do you think he can take that next step?
I'm sort of with you guys on that. You know, I don't see Bryce Young, you know, having a 5,000-yard, 50-touchdown type season in his Heisman encore. You know, Jermaine Burton's obviously a good fit there. He's going to be wide receiver one, but I don't think he is the splash impact, you know, 1,400-yard guy that maybe Bama coaching staff might expect. You know, I think the kid from Louisville may have possibly better numbers if he gets a certain amount of targets. You know, he's a guy, I think Harrell averaged over 20 yards a catch last season, only had 30 receptions, but, you know, he's a field stretcher. And Harrell's a guy who's closer to a, you know, Jameson Williams type than Burton is, maybe a possession type guy.
A story that we'll have in our morning rounds tomorrow, you go back and you look at the 24/7 rankings of the best top 10 quarterbacks of all time since you guys have been ranking them. And Bryce Young's in there, but there's no Tua Tagovailoa. There's nobody else who's signed with Alabama in there. It's Bryce Young and guys like Brock Bolin, Jimmy Clausen, and, of course, Arch Manning. Is Arch Manning ever – how can he meet expectations, Brad? What does he have to do to meet these expectations that the world has laid out for him?
I mean, I think to be the top-rated quarterback of all time, you know, three guys have been in that 24/7 composite, you know, top-rated player scenario, him, Vince Young, Quinn Ewers. You have to at least win a Heisman Trophy or a national championship at Texas, right? I mean, in order to meet those, you know, lofty, really outside the stratosphere expectations. Arch is a guy, obviously comes from a good family, NFL background, has all the talent in the world. But, you know, coming in as the number one player of all time at the quarterback spot, obviously expectations are pretty wild for him. And, you know, it's going to be hard to meet that. But I'm sure Steve Sarkisian at Texas coaching staff fellows, they're going to do all they can to make sure he has the pieces around him, you know, to get it done and get the Longhorns in that Final Four picture.
If you were Greg Sankey and controlled all scheduling, Texas' first game as a conference team, you're probably going to let them play that in Austin. But would you consider it being Ole Miss with the Manning backstory?
Either that or Texas A&M.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. Yeah, I'd like to see that one too, yeah.
I mean, you know, both of those games, the storylines would be endless. You know, it would give crazy summer fodder for fellas like us, you know, in the media business. But I'm looking forward to seeing this SEC new scheduling, you know, whether that happens in 2024, 2025. You know, we should see some really fantastic matchups week in, week out.
I have historically said that Jimbo Fisher is an overrated coach. The expectation this year is after beating Alabama last year, they can finally win the West, go to their first ever SEC championship game, possibly get to a college football playoff. What is your expectation for the Aggies this year?
So Jimbo is, you know, one of five active coaches right now with a national championship. So he does have that to his credit. You know, Jameis Winston just about won it by himself that year with Florida State. But, you know, Jimbo's reputation as a developer of a top-end quarterback, you know, he's going to have to do it again. And that's the biggest question for me right now with, you know, putting Texas A&M in the top five. I had them, I think, seven in our own rankings, you know, preseason. I think they're pretty much a unanimous top five team elsewhere. But, you know, between that, you know, three-player, I guess you can call it a competition right now between Haynes King and, you know, the freshmen and everybody else in that room, I'm just not sure Texas A&M has a guy right now who can – you know, win four or five games this season against top 25 teams, which is what it's going to take to win the SEC West. So I'd probably have A&M just outside of that playoff picture. I think I had them as a New Year's Six, 10-2 type finish this fall.
We will unveil our fan vote a little bit later on, our viewers and listeners, at 11 o'clock, and we've done this many years. One of the toughest teams I had in putting my ballot in out of the SEC was South Carolina and Shane Beamer. I see the jersey behind you there. Where do you project them this year? Because it looks like to me, Brad, that Shane has done everything right in starting his time there. But how does that translate to wins and losses with the schedule that they face?
Yeah, I think the acquisition of Spencer Rattler, five-star quarterback from OU in December out of the transfer portal, was – not only surprising, but, you know, If we're going with a baseball type, you know, war stat, I think he adds probably 2 wins to this season's schedule. Wow. I think odds makers right now have the Gamecocks at 5.5 wins over under. I've got them 7-5, but I do think South Carolina's closer to a 6-6 type team than an 8-4. You know, there's a ton of swing games. Week 2 at Arkansas is huge. You know, they opened the SEC slate at home against Georgia week 3. So that's possibly an 0-2 start with, you know, the football team really not being that bad based on scheduling. So Spencer Rattler has to play well. Jaheim Bell, possible first-round tight end, you know, has to be a, you know, 50-catch, 900-yard, 10-touchdown type guy. But, you know, Shane Beamer has that program headed in the right direction. But I'm not sure if they're going to improve on last season's, you know, 7-win total based on that brutal schedule.
If Tennessee, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Arkansas all end up 7-5, will any of those fan bases be happy with that? Because they all seem to have these lofty expectations, but that's a realistic number for all those teams.
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss, it's going to be really hard to match, you know, a 10-2 regular season, first time ever in program history that the Rebels won 10 games. That's not happening again. Even if Jackson Dart, you know, or Altmyer, you know, has a fantastic season, I just don't see Ole Miss winning 10 games again. And right now, you ask anybody in Oxford, you know, 9-3, 10-2 is probably the expectation. And, you know, Lane Kiffin has brought that there. And then, you know, Arkansas is a team that, you know, probably is going to enter the AP preseason poll next month or in August inside the top 20. I think rightfully so with KJ Jefferson back, him and Hendon Hooker at Tennessee are my top 2 quarterbacks in the SEC behind Bryce Young. So, you know, KJ has to play well. And Drew Sanders, the 5-star transfer linebacker from Alabama, I think he's going to be a first-team All-SEC guy for Arkansas and really a guy who, as far as impact transfers go, is going to really turn heads in Fayetteville.
To me, this is an easy answer. We asked this question a couple of weeks ago, though. But in their prime, Jennifer Connelly or Kelly McGillis?
No disrespect to McGillis. But Jennifer Connelly, for sure. Yeah. I mean, she's 50 years old, and she looked 25 in Top Gun Maverick.
She did. Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah. Really,
man,
was.
We agree with you.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there.
I think 25 is a little bit of an Ole Miss misleading expectation there.
She's a good strong 40.
But yeah. She looked beautiful. Yes, she did, yes.
Go follow Brad on Twitter, at BCrawford247. Read him at 247sports.com. Great work every single day out of him. Brad, thank you for the time. Always great.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right, take care. Brad Crawford with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
I mean, it would take a hottie or a toddy to get me the 25 there, but she looked beautiful. She's aged really well.
Yeah, no, she did look a good solid 40, but yeah 25's.
Yeah, she's aged well. You guys agree with me, though. I mean, South Carolina is one of those hard teams in the poll. Yeah. We'll unveil it in 45 minutes. That was a tough one to do. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Odie's, if you're getting ready for a good Wednesday night.
Rockstar tonight is?
Trivia.
Not only me and Rockstar, Ryan Brown will be there, pinch right. hitting for Will Haver.
Am I asking the questions? That's what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, you'll be asking the questions. Okay. So it will be a full next round I guess panel tonight to do Odie's team trivia. If you've never been before, please come out and join us. It's a ton of fun. If you've been before, you know exactly what we're talking about. Odie's Tavern, a Birmingham institution located right there in Crestline Village. Come out a little early, grab a table, enjoy some of the great food from the wings to the burgers to the sandwiches. Rockstar loves the grilled cheese. They've got the corn dogs. My personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich, ice cold beer buckets full of the Bud Light inside or outside on that patio. Come out, join us tonight. Odie's team trivia, Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
All right. Interesting from Brad, and again, I'll put it in the morning rounds tomorrow, the top quarterbacks in the history of 24/7 composite rankings. Tied for first is Arch Manning and Vince Young. All right. Some of these are familiar. You've heard about Quinn Ewers, also tied for first. They maxed out in the score. Number 4 is Trevor Lawrence, signed with Clemson back in 2018.
I think he lived up to expectations. Yeah. People can say what they want, but the guy won a national championship, played for another, and went number 1 overall in the draft.
I don't know how I argue that.
Justin Fields is next, originally signed with Georgia. He's in a tie with, wait for it, Brock Berlin.
Wow. I remember how big a deal Brock Berlin was, though. Clearly did not live up to expectations, but I do remember what a big, big deal he was.
And seemed early on for Miami a solid quarterback.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to Justin Fields real quick. I don't know how you guys felt about Fields, but he was a Heisman finalist. He got Ohio State, I guess, within a play of playing for a national championship.
I respect him. I mean, I don't know if you remember that. Was it the Clemson game where he got popped and was peeing blood at halftime and just, he's like, hey, I'm still going to play. I mean, he's a tough guy. I think you got to respect at least his toughness.
Terrell Pryor is in the top 10 on the list. I told you Bryce Young is 8th out of the top 10 best all time. The only Alabama guy that shows up on there. Matt Barkley is 9 on the list.
Did not live up to those expectations.
He did. You know, looked so good his freshman year and just really never got better.
And number 10 on that list is Jimmy Clausen of Notre Dame.
Did not live up to it.
Yeah. No, but was he the limo?
Yeah.
Was that Jimmy Clausen?
Yeah. Because Casey came first, and then Jimmy was supposed to be the better of the brothers.
Yeah, showed up in the limo, which by today's standards is pretty tame, but back then that was, it was a little showy.
And other than me, who I told you yesterday I have Texas at 4, don't you get a feeling that Quinn Ewers is going to be more Brock Berlin, Matt Barkley, Jimmy Clausen than he's going to be the rest of those guys? The Terrell Pryors, Justin Fields,
tell you what I'm pulling
Vince
for.
Youngs?
I'm pulling for Quinn Ewers to be great because I want to have this major controversy when Arch Manning comes in, because we had somebody on the show last week when Arch, you know, first committed, say, look, Quinn Ewers will play this year, next year. Arch will, you know, just sit behind Ewers for 1 year. I find that hard to believe that Arch seems like a guy that is going to come in and want to play immediately.
Well, it's not like the Mannings will threat to take or above threatening and taking their ball and going home like they've done with Eli and the Chargers, right? They end up with the Giants. So if yours is tearing it up and is the, you know, best thing since sliced bread in Texas is trending towards the playoffs, Arch hadn't signed anything. He could end up going to Georgia still or somewhere else.
And I've seen the women in Austin and the money that he can make there. Hell, he might not come out, after 3 years.
If you just want to go a Manning-to-Manning comparison, we mentioned Brandon Stewart the other day, who couldn't beat out Peyton at Tennessee. They split a lot of time as freshmen. He transferred to Texas A&M and ended up being a pretty good quarterback for Texas A&M.
Quarterback.
So, you know, if this doesn't work out for yours, I know he's already transferred once. I think he would have to graduate to be able to transfer again without sitting out.
Or get a waiver. And we don't know. We don't know what the NCAA is going to do with the waivers.
Right. So, you know, I mean, this could not be the end of the line for him. I mean, just in the other Manning situation, it worked out okay for Brandon Stewart.
Yeah. Worked out okay for Eli, too. Didn't go to the Chargers, went to the Giants, won 2 Super Bowls. All right. Interesting read and good conversation there with Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports. We'll bring in a guy who I would imagine is still a little hungover from his celebration in Omaha. Mincy's coming up on the other side. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Champions. I got one more. Speaking of Champions, I got one more interesting fact about the USFL game coming up this weekend. At least I found it interesting. But if you're looking to get a workout fitting of a champion, you get it at Champions Boxing and Fitness right there on Highway 119 and Highway 31 in Pelham, the intersection there behind the Purple Onion. This is a fitness and competition training that uses the fundamentals of the sport of boxing. We had a chance to stop by there recently. You see the gym right there, full size ring. You get in, throw some punches there, you get an unbelievable workout. Let me tell you how tough of a workout is. If you've ever watched a boxing match, like we'll get Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson in an exhibition fight soon. You watch a 3-minute round, and about halfway through a 3-minute round, at some point, nobody's even throwing a punch anymore. That's how big of a workout it is on these heavy bags and such. And they have all sorts of a fitness training there with USA certified boxing trainers for you there. It is a fitness gym for men and for women. They've got Stephanie, one of the great trainers there for all female classes. And if you want to cross train, if you're a football, basketball, baseball player, and you're out of season, want to do something different other than throwing weights around the gym, Champions Boxing and Fitness can do it right there in Pelham. Call them up 205-358-8176, or you can look them up on their social media platform. The Facebook and Instagram page is Champions Boxing AL. Interesting fact that I don't know how many of you have noticed, but the Philadelphia Stars, or I should say the Stars themselves, the franchise, I tweeted this out this morning, has played in every USFL championship game. Every one of them. If you go back to 1983, they lose in the championship game. Then they were the champions in 84 and the champions in 85. In 83, they lose as the Philadelphia Stars. 84, they win the USFL championship as the Philadelphia Stars. 85, they win it as the Baltimore Stars. And now USFL in 2022. Here's the Stars again.
Wow.
They've
been
in true dynasty.
They've been in every USFL championship game.
It's a true dynasty.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, remember him trying to end that dynasty.
That they are the ones that have matriculated their way back to the USFL championship game as the surprise, really.
I do
the
remember
teams
them
made the playoffs.
Back in the 80s being the dominant franchise.
I didn't look this up, but to me it was, I don't remember the quarterback. Was it Chuck Fusina?
I was going to ask who their star was, the Philly star.
No, it was a running back.
Kelvin Bryant, was it?
Kelvin Bryant, yep.
Kelvin Bryant.
That was it.
It was a big stud running back, but I'm trying to remember who their quarterback was, but I can't think of it. Chuck Fusina doesn't seem right, but that's the name that popped to mind. But I do remember Kelvin Bryant being really good for those Stars team. Interesting.
What year did they win it the first time?
They lost in the championship game in 83 and then won it in 84 and 85. And those are the only USFL championship games until the one this weekend. So I just found it interesting.
Here you go. Here's your quarterback.
J.M. Dogg says Jim Mora was the coach of those teams before he built up the Saints.
I think that's right, yeah.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
We're always in the playoffs.
Passing, Chuck Fusina,
Chuck Fusina. How about that?
Yep. Kelvin Bryant was the running back. You guys are right about that.
Hey, pretty good numbers for Fusina back in that day. 65% completion percentage, 31 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Yeah, yep. And 3,400 yards, 3,800 yards his middle year there.
And they never played the USFL championship on a home field. They played them at different stadiums.
Oh, yeah?
There. Yeah, Mile High was the first one. And then they bounced it around. And they're in Canton this weekend, the Birmingham Stallions, trying to win a championship. It would be the second pro football franchise to win a championship, going back to the Birmingham Americans in 1974. Another,
I want another stat.
You're amazed by this. Rob Carlin, I don't know if he's watching or not, he works with NBC Sports up in the D.C. area,
Big
Washington, D.C.
Right.
Big Mets fan. Mm-hmm. He used to work here with me at NBC 13, grew up on Long Island. He points out that the city of Baltimore is the only city in America that has won a Super Bowl, a USFL championship, wait for it, and a Canadian Football League championship. They won the Grey Cup.
How about that?
When Baltimore?
Baltimore had a CFL team for a little bit.
Was that when the Cudas were playing?
When the Cudas were playing?
Rob could go ahead and retire that stat. We'll never get that one again.
How about that, right? All right, there you go. When we come back, we will talk to Mincy, who his team, the Ole Miss Rebels, won the baseball championship. What was it like in Omaha? Mincy from Vegas, I think, joins us next.
No, he's in Oxford. All right, real quick audible. We may have to bump it back just a little bit. He just texted me and said he's filming an interview with the mayor, so we may have to do it right after the viewing menu. That ought to be interesting, but maybe at 10:35.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Regardless. Apparently a ticker tape parade today in Oxford. We'll talk to Mincy coming up on the other side. The show being brought to you by our friends right there, Adam Mestre. It's Rockstar's guy. We'll tell you about Adam a little bit later on, Rockstar. Let's get to break here. We'll do it on the other side. Stay with us.
All the stories important to us are in one place. Catch the morning rounds each weekday at nextroundlive.com.
Let's face it, a home is one of the most powerful assets you can have, and our friends at Mortgage Right want to help you build wealth through home ownership. Mortgage Right is all about providing competitive rates, a variety of loan products, and a multitude of resources for a seamless home buying experience. They treat their borrowers like family and are always looking to bring more happy homeowners under their roof. See more by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today and start living. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR.
NMLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender.
Summer is here, and that means it's moving season. Whether you are looking for the perfect home or you need to sell yours, Holly Mack Wilson can do it all. Call Holly Mack Wilson today, 205-901-9446, and let her work for you. Holly Mack Wilson, your dream home expert, 205-901-9446. That's 205-901-9446. Holly Mack Wilson, a trusted Tuscaloosa Keller Williams realtor you can always depend on.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal, and that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys, but I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemp Hill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemp Hill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205.
5229-2090. When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. Stone Creek Dental Care.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. Four locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
Back with you on the Next Round. Before Rockstar gives us his viewing menu, a quick question. And Tyler may help us out here because he looks like the smartest person in the room. My Mac that is no longer sitting here, you've seen it sitting here now for almost a full year. Was fully charged last night when I went to bed, and no programs were running, and I kept it plugged up all morning long as I was doing the notes, and it was fully charged when we started the show at 9 Central. It is now down to 5%, and it's not accepting a charge. So my question to you, Tyler, and
it's
anyone
also
else.
Going look at it. It's going crazy. It's doing all kinds of
yeah
stuff's popping up and opening. You're not even over there touching it. I think it's possessed by a demon.
So is it possible that a battery just goes bad and no longer holds a charge anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was a little slower process than what Dunaway's described.
How old is your computer?
Let's see. It's at least a year old, 2 years. It's at least 2 years old, maybe four.
You want me to take a look at it?
Yeah, Lance can
yeah, let Lance do
a
that.
A good punch to the screen will get it going.
Yeah. Good little bang on the wall.
That computer will get called names it's never heard.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like it's charging to me.
I can't tell from here, Jim. But so, maybe time for a new computer.
Well, that's what Jack is saying.
Just get one.
Yeah. JM Dog says it could be a virus.
That's right. Oh, I thought Apples didn't get viruses. Yeah, that was their big thing.
That was why I chose it. Yeah. We don't get viruses, do we, Tyler? You seem like a Mac guy.
Yeah,
we don't get viruses.
I like how you're just saying Tyler's a big computer guy. You know that.
Apple's so accessible. You can just walk right in and get an appointment.
Yeah, you don't have to even pull
Lance
a number.
No, Lance is wrong about that.
Lunsford's MacBook is from 2013. It works perfectly fine. I've never had a device that had a bad battery. My phones have always had amazing batteries. I've never been one of those that had a problem.
Your car battery's never died?
Not since the piece of crap $750 Ford LTD battery. That was pretty bad.
That's a pain when your car battery dies.
It does. I've had alternators go bad, but that's not a battery problem.
That is not a battery. That's an alternator. Yep. That's your alternator right there.
Any stocking stuffers go bad on the batteries?
Walkman.
I'll take number 4 on the wall of the Rockstar picture he showed us the other day.
Good.
All right. Rockstar's View I Menu brought to you by our friends at New Life Art.
Hey, and our friends at New Life Art, pleased to have secured that NIL agreement with Bryce Young to sign a limited number of Daniel A. Moore's Heisman commemorative Crimson Connection. Don't miss out on this release. All you got to do is go to danielmooreart.com for 40 years. Memorable sports art from our friends at New Life Art. And again, we've still got our t-shirt contest going on. Submit and win. Go to nextroundlive.com for that. Submit your t-shirt design from New Life Art.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I forgot we were doing that. Lunsford pointed out that the Baltimore nickname was the Stallions, by the way, in the CFL.
When the Stars moved over?
To finish that circle.
Oh, in the CFL. I got you.
Okay. So there you go. Go ahead, Rockstar. View a menu.
As I was trying to say, I was trying to do this. Supposed to be my segment, but that's fine. If you want to talk about something, that was last segment.
Thank you, Wimp.
Back to the movies I've never seen. I've probably seen 20 minutes of this. 9:30 on Mormax, American Psycho.
Never seen it.
Nope. It's good. It's overrated, though.
Yeah.
Lunsford, do you think it's overrated? You
don't? Never seen it. I know Scott says it's overrated. It's one of those ones where it's like a cult classic that's just overrated.
Kristen Bell's a hell of an actor, but it's overrated.
And do you ever think an actor takes a role for the money?
I don't know, Rockstar. Yeah. When you think Jalen Brunson's taking the money from the Knicks?
Well, I say that because there's been pictures leaking of a film that's being filmed right now of Ryan Gosling. And I wanted to show you him and Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I will say this. Gosling has not done a lot of bad movies. I mean, most of his stuff has been quality stuff. Wow.
What is Ken? No, Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbie?
It's Ken and Barbie. You've got to be kidding me.
These are promoted pictures for the upcoming film, Barbie.
I mean, Margot Robbie pulls it off. I'll give her credit.
I think he pulls it off, too.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, how are we going to do a Barbie and Ken movie? What's the plot going to be?
I don't, but I can guarantee you this line in the trailer.
It's going to be about anatomically correct.
No, well, that could be on there. It's just like she's going to say, Ken, you need to get your life together. You need to find out what you're going to do with your life. And he's going to say, you've had over 260 careers.
You think they'll do that?
Or something like that.
Are their arms going to be weirdly hinged?
Yeah. Sex scene's going to be very awkward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It really will be.
It's like rubbing wood.
Slicker than that avalanche ice.
But yeah, that's they're filming that and they're leaking, releasing all these pictures from the set.
Yeah. It's just,
hey, how about
I cannot wait
for a tongue twitch, for a tongue twister for me to nail avalanche ice was pretty good there.
Yeah,
and it actually sounded like
you think our friend Brad Crawford will go see it 4 times a week.
Yeah, like, I don't think
that's insane.
Five times
he jumped in on that right off the bat too. I'm glad he did. Interesting conversation with him earlier. That's the one that gets me there.
Define get you.
What do you mean
Jim?
Get you?
Like if he knocked on your, hey, I'm here to fix your
I heard you.
My copier? I mean, you're going straight 1970s porn? I hear you've got a copier problem.
Is that his legit body right there, or is that?
Yes, I think that's his legit
body. I don't know. I don't know if you can get that perfect of a six pack.
Oh, yeah. You can. I mean, those guys, think about it. They've got dietitians. They've got personal trainers.
Steroids.
Do you have underwear with your name on it?
I try. Yeah. I try.
Calvin Klein did. The Back to the Future. Jim. Hey, Calvin.
It's written all over your underwear.
It's all over your underwear, Calvin.
What about that hair?
That's what gets me. It's the hair.
No, that's like sun in.
I don't remember Ken being a bleach blonde. I
thought he was dark haired.
But that's not even bleach blonde. That's white.
Y'all remember when Tony Curry did that for a little bit?
I do, yep.
See, that's not bleach blonde. That's like he's the Dragon Queen's brother at that point from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's that white hair.
Ken on his underwear?
Yep.
Quite the look, man. What about to wear that? That would be a bracket challenge. You just got to wear that vest for a week.
Right.
Well, but they got yellow rollerblades, too. So you want to wear that one with the fanny pack?
I think I'd rather wear that than just that vest for the week. Wouldn't you guys?
Me, too. I wouldn't want to show off my ab.
Your keg.
Yeah. All right. That's what Rockstar is watching. Is that it, Rockstar?
Yeah, that's it. I was just trying to. I just saw these yesterday. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Okay. Mincy's moved to the next segment. So we'll catch up to Mincy in just a second. In NFL news yesterday, Deshaun Watson's hearing with the NFL arbitrator started yesterday. From 2 days ago, Brown thought I thought my suspension was going to be around 6 games. Brown was right. The NFL's recommending at least 1 year. They want it to be an indefinite suspension with 1 year being the minimum. That's what the NFL recommended on Monday, the day before the trial started for Deshaun Watson. So Watson, the trial continues today. This comes on the backside of Baker Mayfield saying again yesterday that both sides, it's basically he went Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, we're done. And both sides have agreed to move on. I'm not going to be the quarterback in Cleveland, even if Deshaun gets a year.
Well, remind me, who's the other option?
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. Okay. He's actually a solid. I mean, played for the Dolphins some last year.
Not bad, you know, but you would think that Baker Mayfield's a better option, a guy that won you 11 games back in 2020.
There's no doubt he's a better option than Jacoby Brissett, but now upset Baker Mayfield may not be the better option.
Yeah. Now, he did say that if they came and apologized and did some stuff that maybe the door would still be open, but...
You know what's going to be really interesting? If Deshaun is suspended this entire season, the last time he took a snap was during the COVID season of 2020. So it will be 2 full seasons going into 2023.
Do you worry about his game losing a little?
You have to.
I mean, you start at that point, going back to the Colin Kaepernick situation, whether or not you know, wherever you thought on Kaepernick getting another shot, at some point it's just been so long since you've played. These are the greatest players in the world. It's been so long since you've played football that how good can your game be? Can you really take 3 full years off and still be a quarterback? I know what you look like in 2020. Can you still be that guy?
Yeah, at least it wasn't 3 years rehabbing an injury. You know, I'd be concerned about that. His body, there are obvious jokes here that we don't need to make, but his body should be good and fresh. I mean, and well-rested. I mean, he's 100% when he comes back physically. I just don't know, you know, have you lost a little mental edge? Have you lost a throwing edge? Is your timing off? How long does that take to get back in it? I don't know the answer to that because, to your point, Dunaway, I don't know that we've ever seen anybody in their prime do this. When it wasn't injury related.
Now, the good news is he's only 26.
Right. He is.
Right. One other note from the NFL. Terry McLaren. Terry McLaren of Washington signs a 3-year extension, $71 million. He's now the 5th highest paid receiver in the NFL. I watch NFL football. I'm often on the red zone. I know the guy. But he never resonates with me of being one of the 10 best receivers in the NFL.
To his defense, who's been throwing him the football?
Well, he's had 9 different quarterbacks in 3 years.
That's fine and dandy.
None of them are very good.
So I haven't really, I mean, he's the 5th highest paid receiver. So if he was in Green Bay, he'd be the superstar? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah, he would be.
Okay.
So 2 of the last 3 years, he's gone 1,000 plus. He's really good. Again, this is just a situation where you haven't had good quarterback play, and receiver money's getting crazy. So, you know, is he a top 10 receiver? Probably not, because there's a lot of great receivers. But when you start to look at the money that's been thrown around, Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Mike Evans, the list goes on and on and on. McLaren, another one of these great Ohio State wide receivers, though.
Hey, Brooks makes a really good comparison.
He always does.
But he does. He's smart. Back to Deshaun Watson, Mike Vick. In his prime, non-injury now, he spent a little time in jail. How much was he in?
I think he missed 2 seasons.
Well, he missed 2 seasons, but
I think he was in jail for 18 months. Does that sound too much?
Yeah, I was going to say a year, but it could be. But, you know, he was absolutely in his prime, non-injury, came back, and
wasn't the same.
Well, no, he was not the same.
He wasn't the same.
No. I mean, you know, Watson obviously has not been in jail, but... I mean, that is a great comparison in Mike Vick.
Let me ask you this. If Watson sits out this year, you guys, is either one of y'all could have Tom Brady come back another year or Deshaun Watson, or you could have Tua or Deshaun Watson.
I need to see Tua this year. I understand what you're asking me.
I mean, I would take Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Dolphins almost had him, it appeared, and I was excited about that.
Yeah. I would take Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I think probably 26, 27 organizations would.
Like, I would be lying to you if I said I think I'm eating Thanksgiving turkey and dressing and Tom Brady is still standing upright. I feel like this will be the injury year. I thought last year was going to be. I mean, his career is going to end with an injury that shortens the season. That's how the great Tom Brady, he's trending to going out that way. And I'm afraid this will be the year.
I mean, he's only been injured once. But he is old.
He's old. I just expect old people to get hurt. Call me, what would that make me an ageist?
Well, I think realistic is what it makes
you. Yeah, realistic. Yeah. All right, Mincy coming up. He had an interview with the mayor of Oxford.
I mean, think about that. I'm sure the mayor of Oxford was like, what is going on?
Who's this guy screaming at me?
Yes.
What does it sound like, Rock, sir?
I will ask you a couple questions.
So, Mincy on the other side, and we'll talk to him about his Rebels getting a chance to win a championship and why he's not at the World Series of Poker. That's coming up on the other side. And then at the top of the hour, you get it, your poll. We unveil it for you, all 40 teams at 11 o'clock right here on TNR. It's being brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right, that wonderful company that will help you navigate these troubling times in American home buying history. Nobody better than Mortgage Right.
Yeah, Mortgage Right puts the M in mastery when it comes to purchasing a new home. So let them make home ownership a possibility for you. Landing a mortgage is priority number one when you want to buy a home, and with Mortgage Right, it doesn't have to be a hassle. They will give you the tools, information, and expert help to make home ownership happen. If you've been thinking about purchasing a new home, now is the time to act. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR. Start that home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items, and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sales section. For more information, Bromberg's.com.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run so that your shoes fit perfectly. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. We'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Stop by the New Balance Birmingham store today, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our not-for-all-ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
With you on the Next Round as we continue on. Marcus says Dunaway's going to pull a hamstring.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I guess, could you see me down there working on my computer?
Doing cartwheels in here?
Is it working now, Jim? Is it charging?
It seems to. I'm up to 8%, so seems to be charging.
He'll be there tomorrow. He's there.
Mincy's there. Let's get to him. Part of the show today being brought to you by our friends at Cowan Equipment. We'll update you on our Cowan Equipment poll questions in just a second. But, Mincy, I thought you were going to be in Vegas at the World Series of Poker. Has things changed? Are you still heading out there, or did you get bounced early? What happened?
Oh, man, we still going. Fear not. Just, you know, we got a little sidetracked with this Ole Miss Baseball National Championship, and I've been in the trenches of this program for over 20 years since Ball 01, and, you know, I'm out in the left field tailgate in Swayze, and, you know, it's been a huge part of my life, and so there was just no chance in hell I'm missing the championship parade today in Oxford. Never thought I'd hear the words Ole Miss and National Championship Parade in Oxford, Mississippi. Once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I actually appreciate y'all. I had to push this 10 minutes. I actually just did a video with the mayor, Robin Tannehill, and in the video she said, are you ready, Mincy, to ride the National Championship Parade in Oxford, Mississippi? And, I've got my own little float. It's like the team on the bus, and then the Ole Miss legends, Jake Gibbs and Don Kessinger, and then I'm the back of the parade. So,
wait a second. They're treating you like Santa at the Macy's parade?
He's bringing it Christmas.
Well deserved. I guess this probably is a silly question. I don't know who you pull for professionally, but in your sports life as a fan, is this your top moment?
The only one I've said that would come close to it that's right there is I've been a lifelong New Orleans Saints fan and New Orleans guy, and the Saints Super Bowl after Katrina, in 2009. I went to that and I was at the NFC Championship when they went far through the interception and the Superdome and the emotion there. I mean, that one's right there with this too, for sure. Obviously, I was not near the presence that I am for this, though. Like, I feel like I'm way more all over this. I was just a regular fan of that one. But, yeah, that the Saints Super Bowl, though, will always, you know, be right there. So that's the only other event I'd mention that's right there with this.
Mincy is with us. Ben Mintz at Barstool Mincy on Twitter. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Can you describe to us when that last pitch was called a strike? The emotion, just that moment. Can you describe that to us when you knew they were the national champion?
It was just pure joy and elation. So it was kind of a whirlwind because it didn't get built up mentally as like a pressure moment as much because Ole Miss was losing going to the bottom of the eighth and they scored three runs with the two pass balls. And so they scored and then they went right out for the ninth to pitch for the title. And so it wasn't, I don't know. I felt like it wasn't, it happened so fast that it didn't get built up, you know, mentally with like anxiety and stuff. But it was just pure joy and elation. It was kind of like lightning. Like, it happened real, real quick. Like, I mean, tons of Ole Miss fans are in tears just losing it. Because Ole Miss, I mean, they hadn't won a title in the three major sports in my lifetime, literally. I mean, it's like been since the 60s. And so, I mean, you've got 50 and 60-year-old men that have never seen this stuff. And so people are losing it. The emotion of it really hit me like 4 or 5 hours later when I kind of took it in because it was such a whirlwind. But I mean, I just can't get over a world where the Ole Miss Rebels are national champions. I mean, I've been, you know, being an Ole Miss fan, I've, like, trained my brain through the years to just, like, be super positive when we're winning. As long as we're competing and doing well, I'm real happy. You know, I'm not one of those championship or bust type fans that you see, you know, Alabama and LSU and all that. And so this is kind of something that's just beyond my wildest dreams. And, you know, I was hanging out with Tim Elko last night, and we're real close, and he was saying it hadn't sunk in for him yet. He was like, I just feel like I'm ready to play another game tomorrow. It feels weird, like it's actually over. He's like, I don't, you know, we were just on such a roll. He's like, I feel like I should be playing more baseball tomorrow. But it's the Rebs are the champs, and Oxford is going to bust the seams today. Parade around town in the square at 5:15, and then huge celebration at Swayze Field tonight.
I know you occasionally will eat a good meal. Do you drink at all? Because we're still getting to know you. You don't drink at all. So what was?
I used to. I quit like 2.5 years ago.
I'm sure there was a story there, right?
Yeah.
It really wasn't like I didn't have like a monster problem, but I mean, I was always a 3 or 4 day a week, you know, drinker and social drinker, and I actually like quit during COVID to try to like lose some weight and get a little healthier. And it was late April of 2020. And I was planning to quit for 3 months, and then 6 weeks in, I just felt reborn mentally, I guess, because I've been drinking for 20 years, so probably done a lot of damage. And then I got hired by ESPN Baton Rouge, and I laid it down there, like, hey, I'm taking this real serious. Like, you see me in public, say hello, but, like, don't buy me a drink. And then, you know, I was still, you know, not drinking, and then I got hired by Barstool in October 2020, and right when I got hired by Barstool, I'm like, well, I guess I just don't drink alcohol anymore. What just happened in my life when all this happened? But, yeah, it's just...
So how did you celebrate? Did you get a great meal, a dessert? Obviously, you were around a bunch of people who were drinking, I assume.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. But it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't even really see it. Like, I kind of don't even see it mentally. But, yeah, the celebration, though, so I still go to the bars, hang out with everybody, and have a blast. And the best part of the celebration was I'm good friends with a bunch of guys on the team. And I went to meet them at Blatt's, the bar across the street from Charles Schwab in Omaha. And I caught them in the street as they were walking into Rocco's, the other bar, the bar where Ole Miss had 18,000 teleshot. And I got in line with the back of the team as I was walking into the bar when they won the title. And when the team walked in and me behind, I mean, this place went freaking nuts. And the craziest part, I got to be honest, craziest part about it all was everybody was going nuts and the team walked in, and then the entire bar was bit the cat when I walked in. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay, so
I was like, what is going on here? Yeah.
Yes. So you didn't have an expectation to win a national championship. What about heading to Vegas? What is your expectation for the World Series of Poker?
I played the main event. This is going to be my 7th World Series of Poker main event. In 2011, I got 75th for $90,000, and in 2018, I got 327th for like $40,000, and then the other 4 times, I didn't do anything. So lifetime, I'm a solid $60,000 winner in my life in it. I hadn't got to play much poker this year because of how busy I've been with work, but I'm going to get out there. I'm flying out there Friday. The main event starts on Wednesday, so I'm going to play a $1,000 WSOP mini main event Friday. And then I'm going to play another, like, $1,000 event. I need to just get some hands in to warm up. You know, you just can't show up cold at the 10K main event.
No, yeah.
Do well. But I still feel good about it. I don't want to sound like I'm beating anything. I mean, I've done well in the main twice. I've got the confidence. I've known I've done it before. It's not anything new to me. You know, and so, look, my thoughts are if Ole Miss can win a national title, why can't I make a third run in the main? I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the final table or win it. But I do think, you know, making a run and cashing and, you know, getting, you know, I think all that's very important.
Now, is the trip funded by Barstool?
I get to expense some stuff. I got some hookups with friends on rooms and stuff, but they pay for my flight. And then we have a Barstool poker podcast called Cracking Aces, and I'll be doing content for that, like interviewing Phil Hellmuth and Daniel Negreanu. And, you know, I'll be doing videos, like end-of-day videos, like, hey, here are the key hands today. And, you know, they let us expense it. Poker, it's like a minor thing. I mean, we definitely have a pod and it's fun, but, you know, poker doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's not like a huge revenue driver for Marshall, but yeah, but they will let me spend some stuff.
What are you throwing off? Are you throwing candy off the float? Beads? Do you have time to play?
I think I'm in a Jeep. So the team's in like a big double decker bus, and I'm like in a Jeep, I believe. And I don't really know. I'm just like riding around. I just met with them and, I mean, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Are you kidding me? I'm riding in the freaking parade. What the hell is going on?
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Nuts.
I would get a bunch of gallons of water real quick, Mincy, and get you a red Solo cup and just all the way down. Yep. Just do the Swayze shower all the way down, man. That's what I'd be doing the whole time.
That's a good idea. Well, so I'm so excited to ride this. So Barstool history, Jared Carrabas rode in the 18 parade with the Red Sox. So I'm the second ever to get to ride in a parade.
Wow. The king of the South. Mincy, thank you. Congrats. Enjoy the poker.
King of the South.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me know. I'll come on. I know Monday y'all are probably out, but let me know. I'll come. You know, I'd like to come on maybe Tuesday or something. Yeah, I can come on and talk to the main event there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all show's 2 hours ahead. And so, I'd be able to come on in the morning before I play.
We'll definitely do it. I'll shoot you a text.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Mincy. See you, buddy. Barstool Mincy on Twitter. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Absolutely broke the mold with that guy.
Yeah, breakfast buffet with Mincy will be great from Vegas, man. It'll be fantastic.
Eggs, sausage, and stuff like that.
You're getting better. That's getting better.
Canadian bacon.
The more you do it, that's getting better.
That is Animal from the Muppets.
He is the freaking end of the Ole that's Miss hilarious. Championship parade,
the
man.
Mayor tells him. I mean, what kind of world is this guy living in?
Oh, that's fantastic. Every fan's dream right there to be in your team's championship parade. Who's going to win the championship? Who's in our top 40? We unveil your poll when we come back. Part of our show being brought to you, as I said, by our friends at Cowan Equipment. Cowan Equipment bring you our poll questions every day. Yesterday we asked you, how many jobs have you had? It was sort of near the end of our show. And I think 6 to 10, last I saw, was leading the vote, that most of our viewers I've only had 6 to 10 jobs their whole life.
That sounds about right. If you're having a hard time finding that new plastic on the seat piece of heavy equipment, check out Cowan Equipment's rental fleet hit list for a wide range of well-maintained equipment from our rental fleet for sale now. Visit Cowan.com/featured-used-equipment or call 800-239-COWAN for more information.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.